Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Fun. Faith, friendship, all the F's, all the great things.
You're listening to Chiseled and Called with Brittany Dawn, a podcast about finding freedom in imperfection and peace in your broken pieces through Jesus. Our prayer is that today's message will bless you, embolden you, and fix your gaze on the King, that it will stir up the calling God has placed within you. Without further ado, here's your host, Brittany Dawn.
Welcome to the Chiseled and Called podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Dawn, and we are...
Girls' Night!
Girls' Weekend! I kind of said that weird. That was weird. We're having Girls' Weekend! We're playing a game today called... What is it called? We're Not Really Strangers. So we're going to be passing the mic around and answering these questions and see where the Holy Spirit leads us. Okay.
First one.
Farron is starting with, what am I most qualified to give advice about? Who wants to go first?
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus and your authority in Christ. That'd be my first answer. What about y'all?
The first thing that comes to mind is healing, the healing power of Jesus, and just being a preacher. So preaching the gospel, preaching the word of God, and preaching practicals for how to live your life biblically.
Qualified. Yeah, the first thing that came to my mind was healing as well. You just walk in that authority, and you know that other people can walk in that authority as well. So you just are very qualified to give advice about that.
Dang, I have to go last. Y'all took all mine. I'm going to sneak the microphone first next time. I would say, yeah, I would definitely say, okay, fashion. Yes, fashionista, little stylist over here. And then number two was going to be healing, because we talked about that today and just how you've walked it out so beautifully and stood in faith when there hasn't been a glimmer of hope. And I just love that about you. And I think that is a huge part of your testimony. Not even I think, I know. And like getting to watch you minister to people through that is so beautiful. So, yeah. Next one. Do I pick one? Okay.
You said to make sure that it's a white one.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Well, that one was on top. Should we already read this? Should we just do it anyways? Or... It's the, do you believe everyone has a calling? If so, do you think I've found mine?
Oh, yay.
Say yes. Collectively, girls.
Yes. I 1000% believe that everyone has a calling, and I think it can shift and change in different seasons. I believe it's more so like assignments is probably a better way to explain it. I totally believe that you're walking out your calling. I know it's going to be bigger and greater, but I know that you're stewarding the little very good now. And so God's going to bless you with more. But yeah, 1000%, you're walking in your lane, in your calling, in your authority right now. And I'm just so excited to see how it grows as you continue to remain faithful.
What was reminded to me is when we were at Jamie Lynn's conference, and they like kept calling out just like your calling in ministry. And I feel like things that you're so naturally talented at, like building, isn't necessarily your calling. And so I feel like with everything that the Lord is going to do with like She Lives Freed and like in you within ministry, that you are walking in your calling. And I also feel like this is like just the beginning of like scratching the surface of it, though, of what all the Lord wants to do.
Good.
I do think a lot of people say like, this is my calling or this is my highest calling, when really all of our, we all have the same calling. And you are doing that by bringing people to freedom. She lives freed. We are all called to help free, set the captives free and introduce everybody to our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And that's what you do. So, yeah. Hi, I'm Christy.
Okay, literally everybody already said exactly what I wanted to say. So I second that. I mean, do I believe everyone has a calling? Yes. And I agree. Like, it goes back to the Great Commission, which is leading people and leading the lost to Jesus. That's like our highest calling here on earth, and to love God and to love other people. So yes, you definitely have a calling. If you're listening to this right now, we all have a calling. And then Britt, I fully 100% believe you're walking in your calling and your anointing and your authority, and you're going to continue to do that. And kind of like Farron said, there's so much more to come, just with the connections, the people around you, and your ministry. Like, who even knows what is to come? So we know that the best is yet to come, though, with that. I think I love that you pray for an increased capacity in, like, every day. I admire that. So I've started praying that. And I think when you pray that, there are going to be new doors opening and new callings, anointings, whatever you want to call it, coming forth and new things being birthed out of you. So I think that's really cool. Yeah, I think that's everything. What do you got?
Something. Okay, so I do want to say there's one area that you're not actively walking in your calling just yet, because you are called to be a mother. Okay. You're already walking in your calling as being a wife, because you're called to that, and you're called to be a mother, which we already know you have heavenly babies. But I am going to be the most ecstatic person on the planet when I see you fully walking in your calling as mama, and see you hold that baby and just love on that baby. And I believe one of your highest callings is to raise babies. So, cannot wait for that.
Now I'm crying. Okay, I think it's Christy's turn.
Just make sure.
Are these three? The question is, what do you think my defining characteristic is?
That is one to marinate on.
That's a hard one.
Defining characteristic?
Can we get a definition of characteristic?
Like, okay, wait, is it okay? So we can be physical.
Oh,
I was thinking
mental.
I think whatever came to mind first.
Or it can be anything. So
whatever the word. Yeah,
I have one that came to mind.
Am I gonna go first?
Yeah. Okay. So I kind of have one that came to mind. Yes. Okay. I admire Christy. I love how precious you are. Precious is one of the words. But no, what came to mind, and this may not be original because you have a tattoo of it, but remnant, being like the one person that's going to stick with God no matter what, whether that be just wherever you are, family, friends, church, whatever. And it's like, it's where the Israelites, right? There was that remnant of people who stayed faithful to God, even when most of the Israelites were rebelling or whatever against God. So I think you're going to be always found faithful before the Lord, no matter what you do here on this earth. So, yeah.
Okay, so I have to go back to, it's kind of a long story, but how I first met Christy. I saw her on social media first before I ever met her in person, and it was a long story. It's the Lord. But the first thing that I noticed about her physically on her social media was her physical beauty. You are physically so beautiful, and your smile is incredible and contagious. So physically, that's what I would say. But the way that you are so kind to every person you meet, I would say that is probably like runner up to your beauty. You're just so kind and humble. Like, the humility that you carry is like unmatched. So your kindness and your humility, along with physical beauty, would be my answers.
I love the way that you love fiercely, and you stand in the gap for so many people around you, like loved ones, family, friends. The way that you, kind of like we were talking about earlier today, just the way that you trust God
and you trust him unwaveringly and so unapologetically for things that, again, like I just mentioned, you might not always have a glimmer of hope for, but you just, you're so, it increases my faith. Like seeing the way that you wait and the way that you love the people around you while you're waiting, and you do it with such grace and beauty, and so much beauty, and just, you're so eloquent in all of it. It's just, it checks my own heart sometimes. Like, I'm like, okay, wow, I need to love this person better, love that person better, because I see the way that you love others, and it just radiates the love of God. So yeah, that would be mine.
This is so funny because this is what we do for each other on like our special birthday weekends or any life events. I know, but it's really cool because I feel like it'll show people like that are like, how do I love my friends better? Like just speaking life over them and like what the Lord sees in them, and just like how to do that. But also this is really cool because it encourages people to like open up those words. Like you might be thinking about this about people, but actually like speak it to them because it does a world of difference. That's what was one of my favorite things today. But I feel like your most defining characteristic is compassion. And because that's like the literal gateway to why Jesus did miracles, that's why you're going to see some of the greatest miracles is because of your compassion. And then I feel like it's what you said earlier. It's the way that you weep for us. Like anytime we have a win or a celebration or we're battling, we're in that place of like, you're right there with us. And for people who think that, you know, like having that emotion is weakness, it's actually like strength. It gives others strength knowing that you're right there with us, like going through things. And I think that that is beautiful. So thank you for weeping with us.
I know.
I should share with them like that. Okay. So we're here this weekend in Broken Bow to celebrate Farron and her birthday. Her birthday's next month, but we're celebrating this weekend. And we wanted to go hiking today. And the Lord literally had us sit in the cabin on the couch in the floor for hours in his presence all together, celebrating and honoring Farron. And we're like, okay, Lord, whatever you want. We just surrendered the day to him. And it could not have been any more perfect. And it wasn't in our flesh what we wanted to do, because we wanted to hike and we wanted to be outside. It's so pretty, but it was perfect.
So good.
Wow. That's so good.
Oh, Emma?
You know what?
Go for it.
You know what? I'm okay.
You know what?
Okay, so. No, because this one's going to be a growing moment for me. I was able to look at a few ahead and I was like, oh, I like that one. I like that one. And so I'm picking the one that I don't want to hear, but I need to hear. And the question is, what do you think my weakness is or my weaknesses are or whatever? That's a good one, right? That's juicy. So like, let's have an iron sharpening iron moment here and sharpen me. So let's go. In love, yes, in love. Lord, help me.
I think...
Help me receive. You got some.
I know, but
I love what you said. When I said, like, let's do it, I was saying it to you, say, or Kelly, saying, I think we should all be asked this question. It's an iron sharpens iron. If you guys haven't heard by now already, in the month of October, I launched a new business called Hazel and Lane. Seeing what God has done so far has absolutely blown our minds. And if you don't know what Hazel and Lane is, let me give you a 20-second Cliff Notes version. In October of 2022, I had a miscarriage that would forever change a lot of things in my life. But what happened next is something I never would have expected. In my most broken moment, the Lord birthed a beautiful new thing. Just days after my miscarriage, I had an open vision of what I am currently living out with this business, a women and children's boutique. One thing led to another, and 1 year later, October of 2023, that vision came to life. Hazel and Lane were the two names that we had picked out for that child, and now every day is a sweet reminder of the children that we have waiting on the other side of heaven. It's been nothing short of amazing, and I am so incredibly grateful for the way that this community has rallied around this dream. If you are looking for a Christ-focused business to support this holiday season, or just want to shop around for yourself, you can visit us at hazelandlane.com. That's HazelandLane.com. And while you're there, you can use the code podcast for free shipping. Every package is prayed over and put together with love.
So the reason why I think this is so good for you to ask your circle of friends, or just people in your life, it's because, like, so you don't know how you're being perceived. Like, you know, you think you know how you're acting, you think you know what you believe and what you're projecting, but how you're actually being perceived by other people, you know, that's like a whole other thing. But then also, like, we can be deceived. And so it's like, if somebody else is in your life, they're looking in, and so they can see blind spots that we can't see. So I think this is actually an amazing question. And if what you deliver, if you deliver it in love, I think it can be like the most like life-changing and powerful and in like empowering moment. If you humble yourself and ask people around you, like, what, where do you think I can grow? What's my weakness? So I love this. Okay. Who wants to go first? Nobody wants to go first.
I don't think each of us needs to say each person's weakness. Like, I think it just needs to be like a collective kind of conversation, right?
I think if you just have something, yeah, I think.
And I'm asking the Lord to, like, give me ears to receive and a heart to receive. Is there something spiritually that I can work on? Maybe that's a better way, or physically, or just in my conversation or situational awareness, or like, how can I be better and grow as a person, in relationships or in being a friend, or just, I don't know.
I'm gonna start this. No, it's not weird at all. I'm gonna start this, but I don't feel like you 100%, like, how do I say this? It's very hard because I need time to like really deliver this in a beautiful way. No, it's not. This is fine. Okay, so we often have conversations, and I don't feel like you believe in yourself 1,000%. Like I don't, but I want to know, like, how do I explain this? But I'm like, Holy Spirit, help me. But I feel like you struggle with, like, seeing the all of the beauty that's inside of you, like, for real, and like everything that God has created you to do. I think you struggle with kind of like being 100% confident in you and God in you. And like, we've had conversations, and like, that's like, you know, just like struggling, believing certain things. And like, and I'll be like, oh, Emma, like, don't say that, you know? So like, the like verbiage, some certain things that you say, because we know there's death and life in the tongue. So Farron and I both are like, no, Emma, like, you know. So I think probably just not knowing the fullness of who God inside of you is and what you were created to do, and like just kind of like really struggling with doubt in yourself, when we all know like you are incredible and like created to do so many amazing things for the kingdom because the Holy Spirit's inside of you. And then probably words, like speaking things aloud that maybe shouldn't be spoken aloud. Those would probably be the top two things on my mind right now.
You say, thank you for that. Thank you for helping me be better. So when you say having doubt in myself, is there any particular area, or just doubting like the power of God in me? Because you said, do you have a particular area maybe? Or
yeah, that's, it's coming from a place of like, we see the calling on your life. We see the potential. We see what God is doing in your life. And like, I know we've had private conversations about like what your future looks like with this and that. And I think sometimes you can get in your head a little bit, as we all can, right? We're all guilty of this. I've done this I do it every day. And I think that in that, the enemy can almost come in and use that I call it like analysis paralysis, where the enemy comes in and he uses that doubt to then prevent us from moving forward at all in either direction. And so I think, yeah, that sometimes you can just, you almost like discount yourself a little. And I'm like, Emma, you are literally the most beautiful woman. I'm not kidding. Like, you are absolutely gorgeous. You're a freaking model. You are absolutely stunning, Emma. Like, you are a 12 out of 10. And we all in this room see that. And so I think what Kelly and I are trying to say is we want you to see that too. And not like a conceited, like a holy confidence, a Godfidence is what this is, so cheesy. But like, we want you, yes, we want you to have that too, because you are absolutely stunning inside and out.
To answer to what you said, I would just want to be sensitive in what I'm like trying to explain. So I think too, you said, is it like an example, God inside of you, I think is a big one. Like, not really understanding the multitude of like the power that's literally inside of you. Like, we joke all the time, right? We're like, I'm like, why'd you wait for me to pray for that person? Like, I want you to pray for that person, you know, but just stuff like that. I think that's kind of more of what I was feeling, just the God inside of you.
To see it, you know, and that really helps me. So thank y'all for that.
Step back.
Barry and Christy, y'all got anything?
There's no pressure.
Yeah,
no
don't pressure. Have. Yeah. This is great. This is something I should really pray about.
And, like, yeah.
And yeah.
Ask the Lord. Because this is like, it's kind of hard like on the fly like this, because this is supposed to be kind of like a fun thing. And this is.
I'm sorry.
No. I think this is good. I want to be sensitive and I don't want to speak out of my own flesh. Like, I want to hear from the Lord. Like, Lord, really, where can I encourage? Where do I see a blind spot? You know what I mean? So that's why I just want to be sensitive to what we're saying.
Yeah. Like, you could always do it if, like, in a moment, like with friends, something was like, you knew, like, whoa, that was out of character. Like, that was not right. Like, those are those moments, like, hey, can I just like share this with you real quick? Tell me where your heart was with that. Cause this is the way that, like, I feel like it came out or was perceived. So like moments like that, but like kind of like more of like, Holy Spirit, show me if there's any like thing hindering, with like where I'm at in my life that is like very deep. And I would say a little bit of the same thing. Probably I filled the Spirit on that God like wants to show you so much of how he sees you so that you can walk in that confidence of like who that is, because that's who he says you are and that's who you really are. And so just, it's so funny how we don't see these things about ourselves, but other people see them. And that's one thing that just like blows my mind. Just like so many things you guys said today, it's not something that's like, oh yeah, I know that. Like, it's like, it's almost like shocking. And so, yeah, it's definitely the enemy, but that's another thing. Like, it's funny to tell a weakness, but it's really things that like the Lord's declaring you to walk in. So
that's beautiful. Well, and I think this is a beautiful like opportunity to show people what it looks like to like edify and encourage, even in moments of growth, because that's hard. Like, it's hard. Like, you saw the panic on all of our faces. We were like, but like yielding to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's never going to lead us astray. And so like being able to speak those things in moments. And yeah. Do you have anything, Christy? No. Okay. Moving on. Kelly?
Moving on. But I know, I do think we should pray about this and do this again for real with all of us. I think that's a good.
With that feedback, I'm like, okay, Lord, now I know to pray, hey, Lord, help me get my confidence in up and my confidence in you up. Show me practically now how to do that. And then I can ask you guys, hey, how did you have confidence today or this week? I have been trying to be better about my words, so I didn't necessarily see that. So I need to like pursue that even more and ask the Lord to really give me eyes to see these blind spots now. And I think you guys delivered it so gracefully. Y'all are very kind. Like, Y'all are so sweet. I love it. Like, and I'm the one that asked the question. So like, it's not, I love that we can do this because I think this helps our friendships grow and help us all be like really real with each other. And it's like, if we don't talk about the hard stuff, if we're always just lifting up, and which you guys did it in an uplifting, edifying way, but if we're always just like bombing with all the yeah. And it's like,
any of us do that, but I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, if it's only ever that and never like,
yes,
tell you you're a great dad, that doesn't help you.
Mine and Kelly's budget is our weakness is a budget.
Lord,
you just spoke that you guys need to get a budget,
get a little spreadsheet action going. Yeah,
my Lord. Jesus help us. Iron sharpening iron over here. Calling out our y'all. There's two really good ones. I don't know which one to choose. Okay, well, whatever. Okay, Amy. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. I don't know. I literally love them both. I love them both. Okay. Okay, 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 okay. That's what I'm gonna do. Okay, okay. So why? okay. Let me get myself together. Why do you think we met?
I mean, we've talked about this all weekend. I feel like especially with our friend group, we just know that he had this plan from the beginning. We met because it was God's plan. All of us, we met because it was God's plan, and he's so divine, and he's so strategic, and he's so detailed, and you need us just as much as we need you for whatever reason. And so we met because God's plan.
Well, something practical, I guess, that kind of just came to my mind is, well, spiritual growth is the general term, but something that you prayed for me specifically was to receive my holy language. And that is something that you had. And I feel like because of this friend group as a whole, and also you just got it going on, Miss Kelly, you know, like I feel like you were part of the reason why I received that gift this year, like a big part. And so that was just one of the small reasons God placed you in my life. And then I really think it is very clear that it's ministry. It's also just like having fun. I love that you love some throwback music. You love some like hip hop. We were listening to some like hip hop Christian music getting ready today. And I love that you have fun. And like, I love that you're a nurse. So like nothing grosses you out. And we just have so much fun together. So I think it's just like fun, faith, friendship, all the F's, all the great things. Wait. That Farron's good S. I'm so sorry. That sound. You know what time is it? It's late. It is late. So I'm a little tired.
Yes.
My gosh, flex.
And then I think one other thing, real quick, is just like to help me be more bold. To pray for people and to pray for healing and to pray on the spot and to have someone to come into agreement with who I know has the faith as well and who has probably more faith than me in this moment. And it's going to increase my faith as we do this together. And I think the more our friendship grows, we're just going to grow in that. And that's with all of us. Our faith is just going to really grow as we go deeper. So, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I think we met for a lot of reasons. Fun, family, because you're family now. I consider you more family than some actual family, which is just, it's crazy. And being able to say like that, it's just wild. The way that we met and then when we met and then how God orchestrated all of it in this whole group so purposefully. And he was so intentional with all of it. And the way that you as a friend and a sister call us to be bolder and like not bow down and not give in and not back down from the pressures of this world, the things that we're living in with the crazy times that we're facing. I just love that because it's made me a stronger Christian. It's made me walk with the Lord differently in a more eloquent, beautiful way. And like, you're a warrior. You're such a warrior. And it's just like, we both have so many similarities in that. Like, we're strong-willed and we're a little stubborn and we're real sassy and it works. And like, finding someone that like, you're on, like, you're in ministry wise, like, you've been walking with the Lord longer than I have. So there's so many areas of your walk with the Lord that I'm like, I want that. Like, I want to be able to like sit and hear from the Lord and give friends a prophetic download like that. Like, I'm not saying it, right? We all could, but just the way that it comes so easy for you. And I think that the Lord is teaching all of us so much through your walk with the Lord and vice versa, right? Like, we all have our own individual walks, but I don't know. It's so sweet how we're both like stubborn and we're both like just fun and we love God fiercely. And the way that you do it with just such a like, I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to give in. That inspires me. And so I think he did it to encourage us and encourage me. Yeah.
I feel like mine's the same, but specifically because one of your biggest strengths is one of my like lowest weaknesses in the way that you see things differently than I do. Especially with people, there's so many times where you've corrected my perspective. And it was an immediate, like, it hit my spirit of, oh my gosh, like I was seeing with the wrong eyes, and especially in the area of religion. And I feel like, you know, that you are made to trample on the head of religion. And that's like the mountain that God has assigned you to, of like, we are not going to be in any type of religion because we have been set free. And that helps literally every Christian so much, because that's like one of the biggest ways the devil tries to tempt us, is that to get this religious mindset and have such a, just the evil of, you're better than other things. And it's so beautiful because you don't have any of that in you, where nothing is better. And your heart is so beautiful. And I feel like that's why sometimes there's such an attack on it, and to like grow cold, because that's the highest place that you're supposed to operate at. And so that's why I think we are put together, because your strength is empowering me in something that I'm weak in. So thank you for always being so strong in that. I love you.
I have one more thing to add that came to me, and it's kind of weird to say this towards a friend, which means it's insinuating it's someone in your general age group. We're all, you know, similar ages, but I feel like you're like a spiritual mama. You're like a mama bear. And I'm like, you're a spiritual sister too, but I'm like, oh, what the heck? You're like mama bear. I don't know. So I know. So anyways, it's just precious. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't wait to see you be a wife and a mama. I always say you look like a hot, rich mom, because you carry yourself well, you dress well, and it's coming. So I'm excited for that. So yeah, wanted to add that.
The
ram was a good one. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. This is fun. I know. Get this game. No, literally. No, this is okay. Even if it's not a Christian game, God designed all of this. Like, God does, like, in you. It's communication. One of the most healthy things you can do is communicate with your friends. Help us. Yes. All right. This one's kind of fun. What about me most surprised you?
I know you're going to say the same thing as me.
What?
Wait. What can I share on air and what can I not share on air? Because I got a few. Okay, let me. Okay, the number one thing I was surprised about is that Farron used to smoke meth and didn't know it. She smoked meth for
she smoked meth for a year and didn't even know it. That's what Kelly said.
This was way before Jesus. Just need to clarify, this is part of her testimony.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, okay? Okay. So we found this out. We were talking about this today. We were like, wait, you did what for a whole year and you had no freaking idea? I'm sorry, that's hysterical. Number two thing about Farron that surprised me is that she don't sweat. Okay, we got to open our detox pathways.
My number one thing that I didn't know about Farron was that we've known her for how long and we just found out she has a dog. No idea. Had no idea that little Emmy even existed. I feel like my whole life is a lie now. I love dogs. I want to love on Emmy.
Oh my gosh, I just agree with all of this.
I was literally going to say the meth thing. And you used to smoke cigs, right? Like cigarettes. She was a smoker. And then something that surprised me was the fact that you don't shower every day. Not in a gross way, but you don't sweat, so you don't have to shower. She glitters, she sparkles, she smells nice. And
yeah, so all of that, the meth, the cigs, the drugs, the partying. So I think this is a great opportunity, Farron, for you to tell your 30-second testimony. Here you go, ma'am.
Y'all just told it.
You got to tell how he set you free.
Okay. So I did not grow up in the church or knowing about the Lord at all. And so it was very easy for me to be pulled by the things of the world, or like I like to tell how like the things of darkness. And I was doing a lot of those things without knowing. And I feel like a lot of that is because of innocence. And you truly like don't know that things aren't like the best thing for you. And so from a really young age, I lost my virginity at 13 and had a life full of sex, drugs, and alcohol. And I thought that all of that would be something that would just fill this void that never did. And then one day I truly met Jesus and he filled me with his spirit, and everything that I once partook in completely like went away from every desire of things. And even a knowledge came of these things that will never satisfy, and the knowledge of how really they can corrupt your body, they can corrupt your mind. And because of Jesus, it was a completely different life than I have ever lived before. Well, when I met the Holy Spirit was probably about 3 years ago, so about 30. That's amazing.
Look at that. We were just talking about this today, and the Holy Spirit just like, Lord's opening doors. Does anyone have anything else? I'm so proud of you, Farron. So proud of you. Yeah, and that's the thing, is she is literally like the most, you are so just beautiful head to toe. Just like I said, Emma and Christy, 12 out of 10. And Kelly, 12 out of 10. All my friends, like, seriously. Well, no, I was saying that because like she asked a question and then her question, like, you are literally the most beautiful put together woman and so graceful, and like you glow. And it's not just the highlighter, like you literally glow. Yes. And like you would never know that that was your testimony. I think that's why we're all just like, what? We were all so shocked today. So yeah, it's just so beautiful seeing what the Lord's doing in your life.
This is a good one. No, but for real, I am shocked to know that you've only been walking with the Lord for 3 years. It's really, really cool to see that God has done a supernaturally swift, I guess you could say, work in your life. Because for where you are right now, for 3 years, like some people don't even, will never know the Lord like you know him, and they've been walking with the Lord for 20, 30 years. So I think that's probably like the most surprising thing is when you meet Farron, you're like, wow, it's only been 3 years. Yeah, because he's grown you up really quickly.
This is hard. So I'm going to read both of them to y'all and you tell me which one y'all want to answer. Because I genuinely, okay, so the first one is, what do you think I should know about myself that perhaps I'm unaware of? So kind of like a moment of growth.
The other one is, based on what you've seen on social media, does my social media accurately reflect who I am? Why or why not?
I would say absolutely. Because on and off the camera, you seek the Father's heart, and what breaks his heart breaks your heart. And you speak that in front of and behind, off of the camera. And we have conversations like this all the time. And you just care about the Father's heart, and what breaks his breaks yours, and what makes his leap for joy makes yours leap for joy. And you are absolutely the same person.
Yeah, I think you do a great job at displaying your whole self on social. Obviously, you know, there's intimate things that you don't share, but then there's also intimate things you do share, which is amazing because it just sets a stage of freedom for so many other women who follow you and watch you. And I really applaud that about you because you show like your funny, silly side, which I love. And I love that you show like you and Jordan, and I love that you show you and your horses and your fitness and your nutrition and all these things that you love and that are very important to you, and then your friend group, and then She Lives Freed. Like, you literally show everything, and everything that you show is genuinely who you are. And what I think is so cool about being at your She Lives Freed retreats is hearing, that's like the number one thing that I hear from the girls when they finally get to meet you. They're like, oh my gosh, she's literally just like she is on social media. And then sometimes they'll be like, she's even like better than, you know, what she portrays to be. But like, they're like, she's so down to earth. She's so real. And she really is who she portrays to be on the internet. And so I love that because I think it can really be so easy to kind of like, just put a little fake this here and a little fake this there. And it really, everything you post, I mean, we know you is real. And I love what you do when you share about your grief and your pain, because I think a lot of people don't share any of that. And I think people don't know how to. And I love that God has given you permission and the grace to do it so beautifully, because again, it helps other people be free, which is your whole life calling, which is your whole, I mean, the first question you ask, like, am I walking out my calling? Yes, your calling is to set the captives free and to bring freedom to anybody that comes into your path. And so I just think that's incredible how you have beautifully done your social media, and it's done in excellence, but it's just, it's fun and it's funny, but it's real and it's raw, and that's what people want to see. So yes.
They don't know funny till they see the reel we did last night.
Stay tuned for more.
Obviously, piggybacking on that absolutely. But I feel like even on social media, that it's the like lowest glimpse of the realest of like who you are, because having an intimate relationship of friendship and doing life together, like we see everything that we see like exemplified in real life, because it's our everyday life. It's common. It's something that we get to see daily of who you are. And I think that it just is actually so mind-blowing how kind you are, and your the kindness of your tone, the way that you talk, the way that you speak life, the way that you will not gossip about women, that your heart is so tender. And I love how you, like even on things where I feel like having like a more, not like critical mindset, but that like we talk about, just you're like, no, like this is the grace and the mercy and like that piece of God's heart, which is just one of the most beautiful, tender qualities to have when somebody says they're presenting themselves this way. And it's so quick to be like calling them on that, but you say, no, like that's not who they are. Like even I remember examples of when we're talking about like husbands and stuff, you're edifying Jordan and you're calling him into who the Lord has called him to be. And it's one of the most beautiful things that you don't go by what you see. You go by what the Lord says, like what we're talking about with the story of Gideon. Like you are the perfect example of how God did not let Gideon say all these things. And that's who you are in real life, in every circumstance and every person you meet. And then how you tenderly care for your people and your family and your friends is
like bar none. I mean, such the smallest glimpse that people get to see. So we love you.
Wait, did you already go? Well, I can't really follow that. That was so well said. And I agree with everything 100%. Like, you are the person that on social media that you are here, but we get to know you so much more intimately, and it's even better. And it's such an honor and a privilege to be your friend. And you are so kind, even when we're like maybe out to eat and someone comes up to you, you are just so sweet. Yeah. Like the wedding that we crashed, that was on socials last weekend, I think, right? But it's so cool to be a part. And I think, too, something that's very commendable, I love that you said, Kelly, the excellence piece. Your social media is very excellent. And I also love that you run not only your personal page, but Hazel and Lane, and you run She Lives Freed, and you run multiple pages and a YouTube channel. Like, all of this requires excellence, and it requires a growing knowledge base, and it requires constantly hearing from the Lord to be able to put more content out that can help people and set people free. So I think that is just really cool to be around someone who has so much capacity and so much knowledge, who's been doing it for years and who's really made like a global. And I think you even have girls from out of the US, right, who follow you, like worldly impact, and one that will only continue to grow. So I think it's really cool. And it's just really cool that we kind of get a front row seat, you know? So
yeah,
you wouldn't eat cake. Let's eat cake. And that, in other words, let's eat cake. I love y'all. This is fun. Wow. Okay. Yes, yes. Okay, well, we're going to keep playing, but we're going to let y'all go. So we will see y'all next time.
Yes, we just encourage y'all. One of my best friends is the one that got this game, and she's so intentional in communication and building a friendship, which is something I didn't really know much about, kind of like growing up as being intentional in communication. And so she really challenged me in this. She brought this game over and she's like, let's just get to know each other more. And so I would challenge everybody listening, be intentional with your friends and your family. Like, I'm sure you can Google questions to ask, but like, I think if you do this, you'll be surprised at how much you learn about yourself and your friends, and you'll grow closer together. So go out there and be intentional.
I love that you said, this is a growth question instead of like, I'm just going to shove that to the side. Like, there is such a beautiful thing about growth and not staying the same. So for everyone listening, like, sometimes it doesn't feel good, but the growth that will happen will spring into something so beautiful. And especially with trusted people, it's for you. It's for your best benefit. It's for your best, for you to truly walk out like God's best in your life. And so don't shy away from communication and growth with one another.
That's so beautiful. I love y'all.
Love you.
Love y'all. Okay, we're going to go eat cake. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye. Bye.
If you'd like to learn more about Brittany Dawn, you can find her personal platforms and ministry through the social links below. Thank you for listening in today. And remember, there's no depth that God will not go for you. His grace is sufficient, even here.